I count it a privilege to be able to share with you on Easter Sunday.
今天在那复活节的早晨，我很荣幸来跟大家分享神的话语。
In the Christian Church, one of the greatest Sundays, I believe, in the calendar is Easter Sunday.
从基督教的角度来讲，我们基督徒最大的一个礼拜天就是复活节的礼拜天。
And there's nothing greater than to see four people declare their faith in Jesus Christ and to step out and be baptized as well.
今天而且我们有四位弟兄姐妹受浸，这是对我们很大的鼓励。
Congratulations to each of you who will share your testimony and publicly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior.
他说恭喜你们四位待会来做一个见证，那就是说在众人面前向主表示你们的心愿，愿意信主。
For many years it was my privilege to be able to preach at the Easter Sunrise service here at First Baptist Church.
他说很多年了，我一直在这个本这个秋这个教会里面，在那个复活节的礼拜来给大家讲道。
We would begin by my saying, "He is risen."
我们就从那个我们这个耶稣复活开始讲起。
And those who were in attendance would respond with, "He is risen indeed."
就是回答对很多人来讲，为什么耶稣会从死里复活
？I wonder if we could do that this morning.
我在想，我们是不是今天早晨可以来见证一下
？He is risen.
Yes,
I think we can do that a little better. Let's try it again.
他要我们大家一起说，耶稣复活了。
He is risen.
耶稣复活。耶稣是真的复活了。
Very good. What a great testimony this morning to be able to talk about a risen Savior.
这是一个很好的见证，我们今天早晨就是耶稣复活了。
January the 30th of 1965 was a cloudy day in London.
1965年1月8号那天是伦敦是有雾的那天。
Silent crowds watched from the street as the gun carriage left Westminster Hall bearing the coffin.
那天就是在那个西明寺那个街上那边有个送葬的队伍抬着一口棺材。
Millions more viewed the funeral from abroad by television.
有几百万的人通过电视在看着那一天送葬的仪式。
The procession traveled slowly through central London to St. Paul's Cathedral.
那些抬着棺材的那些游行队伍就从圣保罗的很慢慢的走过，一直走到圣保罗教堂。
For a state funeral for a public person of the 21st century.
这是为了二十一世纪他们那个国家的那个政治家的送葬。
No one had been given this accord until this very time.
只有到了那个时候才会宣布。
The Queen and other members of the royal family, the Prime Minister, and representatives from 112 countries packed the cathedral.
那天就是女王和皇室的成员，还有来自120个国家的所有的使节都聚集到这个教堂。
They were there to pay the final respects to Britain's greatest wartime leader.
他们到那边就是为了对那个二战时期英国最伟大的那个
Sir Winston Churchill, who died at the age of 90.
就是为丘吉尔这个首相那天他去世了，他的日去世的时候是92岁。
I've officiated a number of funerals, and I can tell you that the only thing that makes the thought of death bearable is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那就是和我们耶稣的从死里复活是有关系。
George Gallup took a survey of people.
那时候有一个就是怎么讲我们
？And the majority of people responded that they believed in the resurrection of Jesus.
有一个问卷调查，结果绝大多数人都相信耶稣复活了。
That's good because the resurrection of Jesus is a historical fact.
因为耶稣复活是一个历史事实。
Jesus rose from the grave.
耶稣从坟墓里面复活了。
It didn't happen in secret.
这并不是一个秘密。
The scriptures tell us of Jesus is meeting people, touching people, and eating with people.
圣经里面告诉我们，耶稣复活以后，他和他的门徒和别的人都见面握手。
And talking with people after he rose from the dead.
他从死里复活以后，和人们都经过交谈。
At one time, a crowd of 500 people saw him after the resurrection.
有一次聚会，有500多个人都亲自见证了耶稣复活以后，跟他们一起讲话。
There should be no doubt in our minds that the resurrection is a historical fact.
对我们来讲，这个耶稣复活是一个无可辩驳的历史事实。
Today, I want to ask you two questions about the resurrection.
今天我想问大家两个关于复活的问题。
The first is, what does it mean?
第一个问题是，耶稣的复活有什么意义？
And the second is like the first question, what does it matter?
第二个问题和第一个问题有关联，就是说耶稣的复活对我们有什么意义？
Let's take a look at the first question, what does the resurrection mean?
第一个就是说，问题是耶稣的复活是什么意义
？First of all, it means that Jesus is who he claims he is.
第一个就是我们可以意识到的，就是耶稣就是他曾经声称过的，他是神的儿子。
Do you know who Jesus claimed to be?
你们知道耶稣他声称什么呢
？Think about that for a minute with me.
大家想一想。
Jesus never claimed to be a great religious leader.
他从来没有说过他自己是一个伟大的宗教领袖。
He never claimed to be a great prophet.
他也从来没说过他是一个伟大的先知。
He never claimed to be a man of God.
他从来也没说过是作为统治人们的一个国王。
But he did claim to be the son of God.
但他的确声称过他是神的儿子。
By claiming this title, he claimed to be equal with God.
通过这个声称呢，他就把自己和神等同起来了。
To the religious leaders of that time, for one to say that you are the son of God,
在那个时代，如果有一个人敢说他是神的儿子的话
，means that you are saying that you are equal with God.
那时候就是意思说，就是他是等同于神的。
You're saying that you have God's authority.
也就是说，他拥有和神一样的权威。
That you have God's power.
然后他有神一样的权力。
And that you're a direct descendant of God.
然后他就是和是神的后代。
This, of course, to them was blaspheming.
然后对他们来讲，这个是非常有那个保守性的。
No one could be equal with God unless they were the son of God.
没有一个人可以等同于神，除非他是神的儿子。
And this is exactly what Jesus claimed.
这就是耶稣他声称的。
Let me ask you a couple questions this morning.
今天早晨我还来问大家几个问题。
Who has the power to forgive sin?
谁会有能力、有权力来就是原谅我们的罪过
？God does.
上帝有这个权力。
Who has the power to raise people from the dead?
有谁可以把人们从死里救起来
？God does，
也是上帝有这个能力。
Who has the power to grant eternal life？
有谁会给人们永生
？God does，
上帝才能这样做。
Did you know that Jesus did all of these things as well？
你们知道耶稣也能有能力做所有这些事吗
？He forgave sin. He raised people from the dead.
他能够把人们从罪里面解救出来，使人们得到永生。
And he told people that they would be with him in heaven.
然后他告诉人们，将来升天以后会和耶稣一起在天堂里。
He claimed to be equal with the Father because he was.
他声称他和天父是等同的，因为他的确是这样。
We as Christians believe that Jesus is God in the flesh.
我们都作为基督徒都承认这一点，我们是有耶稣的肉身。
God became flesh and dwelt among us.
耶稣和我们在一起。
That's exactly what was Jesus' claim.
这就是的确是耶稣是这样声称的。
He said to them.
他对人们说。
But who do you say that I am?
你们想我会是谁
？Simon Peter said. You are the Christ.
彼得说你是耶稣。
You see, when Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, he was saying that he was equal with the Father.
然后当他声称这么声称的时候，他就是说他等同于父神。
He has the power to grant eternal life.
他有权利就是给人们带来永生。
Here are a couple silent claims that Jesus made.
还有几个就是耶稣的声称，没有出生而已。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣说，我从死里面复活。
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
他说，神说，我是道路真理，没有人到父神那里可以不通过我。
Those are pretty strong claims.
那是非常强烈的一种声称。
He claims to be the resurrection and the life.
他宣称他是救主，人们生活中的救主。
He claims to be the truth and the way.
他宣称他是真理，他是道路。
Notice that he doesn't say that he is a way.
他并不是说他是一种道路。
But he says that he is the way.
他说的是他就是道路。
He doesn't say, he doesn't say that he is just the way, he says he's the only way.
他并不是说他是某一条路当中的一条，他说他就是唯一的道路。
The resurrection shows that Jesus is who he claims he is.
这个复活呢，就是的确证明了耶稣是他所声称的那样。
It means that he claims to have the power.
也就是说，他声称他具有这个权利。
No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down for myself.
他说，没有人能够把我的生命夺去，只有我自己能够复活。
I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again.
他说，我可以死去，但是我会复活。
No one could keep him in the tomb.
没有人可以把他放在坟墓里面，不让他出来。
The Romans killed him.
罗马人把他杀了。
They made sure that he was dead.
他们弄得很确定，耶稣已经给他们钉死了。
They stuck a spear and opened up his side.
他们就把他放在坟墓里面。
Blood and water flowed from the wound.
然后这个坟墓里面都是血。
They were sure that he had died.
他们很确定耶稣已经给他们钉死了。
They took and put him in a tomb.
他们把他放在坟墓里面。
They sealed the tomb with a heavy stone.
他们用大石头把那个坟墓的出口都封起来。
They placed guards at the entrance to make sure that no one bothered the grave.
他们派了兵丁守在那个洞口，使确定没有人可以把耶稣的尸体偷走。
The guards were there 24 hours a day.
那些兵丁守在那里24小时守候。
Yet they could not stop him from raising from the dead.
但是他们仍旧无法阻止我们的耶稣复活。
He said, I laid down my life and I can lift it up again.
他说，我可以把我的生命看上去像死去一样，但是我还会从里面复活。
No matter what you do, you can't keep a good man down.
你没有办法使一个好人就是躺下去。
My friends, brothers and sisters, the grave is empty because he said he would rise again.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，坟墓现在是空的，因为他说过他会
And that's why the tomb is empty.
这就是为什么坟墓是真的就空了。
That's why there's no one there.
也就是这么说，坟墓里面就没有死人了。
He had the power to raise from the dead, and he did it.
他耶稣有权利从死里面复活，而且他的确复活了。
He is the resurrection and the life.
他是生命中的复活。
He has all the power.Power that he has claimed.
他有所有他声称的那些权利。
It means simply that Jesus does what he said he will do.
也就是说，耶稣的确做到了他生前所声称的那所有一切。
What did he say that he would do?
他说过他会怎么做呢？
He says that he will raise from the grave.
他说过他会从坟墓里面复活。
Now it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it.
说是一件事，做又是一回事。
Anyone can claim that they will rise from the grave.
每一个人都可以说他能从坟墓里面死去了复活。
But only one has.
但是只有一个人他做到了。
Only one person in all of history has raised from the dead with a resurrected body.
所以历史上只有一个人死去了还能复活。
Folks, this is what happened to Jesus.
弟兄姐妹们，这个就是发生在耶稣基督身上的事。
He came back with a body that will never ever die again.
他复活以后，他就再也不会死去了。
He came back with a body that would never grow old.
他复活以后，他永远不会变老。
He came back with a perfect body.
他复活以后，他的身体就是完美无缺了。
A resurrected body.
一个复活了的身体。
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
耶稣说过，我是从生命中复活了。
He says, "I am the resurrection and life." He who believes in me, though he is dead, he shall live.
如果有人相信这一点的话，他就会活着。
Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
任何人相信耶稣，而且相信他复活了，他自己也能得到永生。
The question today is, do you believe it?
现在的问题就是，我们是不是相信这一点？
When Jesus came back, In a resurrected body, he came back to live forever.
耶稣从死里复活，他永远活着了。
There's no more aging process, and there's no more death.
永远没有衰老和死亡。
There's no more pain.
也没有痛苦。
He came back with a resurrected body.
他复活了，带有美好的身体。
The only one who's ever come back that way.
只有他唯一的能够复活以后这样。
The only person all of history has come back that way.
整个历史上只有他是这样的。
That is Jesus.
那就是耶稣。
Jesus is who he claims.
耶稣基督就是他声称的那样。
He has the power.
他拥有这些权利。
He said he was able to do what he did.
他说过他能够做到的，他做到了。
But let's ask a different question now.
现在让我们问一个不同的问题。
Why does the resurrection matter?
为什么这个复活这么重要？
Simply because Jesus is who he claims to be.
仅仅因为耶稣就是他声称的那样。
He claims that he is able to forgive you of your sin.
他声称过他会宽恕我们所有的罪过。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为耶稣基督饶恕我们所有的罪过。
I love this verse simply because of the word but.
因为他这段圣经
The but simply tells me that he is the one that makes the change.
这里面有一个英文字叫但是，这个但是就是使得我们带来所有的一切改变。
Because of our sins, something bad was about to happen.
因为我们的罪过，有些坏的事情会发生。
But God could change that.
但是耶稣可以改变这一切。
The Bible says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
圣经说只要我们认罪，我们就能得到宽恕。
And to cleanse us from all our righteousness.
然后可以使我们所有的人都变得正确起来。
Just ask him.
只要问问耶稣。
He will cover your sins. He will fix your situation.
他会改变你，他会改正你一切的错误。
And he will forgive you.
然后他会宽恕你。
Because Jesus is alive, he can forgive us of our sins.
因为耶稣是生命，他会宽恕我们一切的罪过。
Because Jesus is alive, he can give us a purpose for living.
因为耶稣是生命，所以他会给我们生活的希望。
You remember the words where Jesus says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
耶稣说过，我会给你们带来生命更丰富。
Jesus came that we might have life.
耶稣来了，我们才会有真的生命。
Because he's alive, he forgives us, and he gives us a real purpose for living.
因为他复活了，他宽恕我们的罪过，他给我们带来了真正的生命。
And he has promised us a home in heaven.
然后他保证将来在天堂会有我们的家。
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
耶稣说过，我从死亡里面复活了。
The one who believes in me, if he dies,
如果任何人相信我，然后他死去
will live again.
会重新复活。
Everyone who lives and believes in me will never ever die.
所以相信我的人死去以后就永远不会再死，就会复活。
The question today is, where are you going when you die?
今天的问题是，当你死了以后，你想去向哪里？
Because Jesus lives, you can go where he has gone.
因为耶稣复活了，你可以和他在一起。
Where he is, a place called heaven.
他在的那个地方就称为天堂。
Did you know that there's only one way to heaven?
你们知道吗？只有一条路可以通向天堂。
You have to believe in Jesus.
你们一定要相信耶稣。
You have to be a friend of his.
你必须要成为耶稣的朋友。
You remember I began with the story of Winston Churchill?
你们还记得刚才我讲到那个丘吉尔首相的故事吗？
Winston Churchill planned his funeral down to the very last detail.
他那个葬礼有非常详细的描述。
Curiously, he placed a trumpeter to perform in the high dome of St. Paul's Cathedral.
在那个伦敦的圣保罗教堂里面有很多在奏乐。
The trumpeter was to play the taps.
然后那些乐手在演奏的乐曲。
After the benediction.
然后就是他们是胜利的奏曲。
The taps is commonly known as a signal for the day is done.
那些乐曲的意思就是说他的日子已经终结了。
Then, as Churchill had instructed, as soon as the taps were finished, another trumpet was to play from the other side of the dome.
然后另外一首乐曲会在这个结束以后重新放奏起来。
And they were to play reveille.
然后他们就做另外一种曲调。
A signal for arise.
这个也是意思复活的意思。
It seems that Churchill testified at the end of history.
然后就好像是丘吉尔在证明一段历史。
The last note will not be taps, but it will be reveille.
然后最后的乐曲就是这个意思。
If you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the last note will be reveille.
如果你们像吹了起床号一样的，你就会复活了。
We will share with Him eternally.
我们就和耶稣永远就是活在一起。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, you have told us that there's only one way that we can get to heaven.
亲爱的耶稣，你告诉我们只有唯一的一条道路通向天堂。
And that's by having a relationship with your son Jesus.
然后就是这样，就是和你的儿子建立关系。
I pray that we all would come to Jesus.
我们现在祷告，我们都会和耶稣在一起。
Ask for forgiveness and believe in the power that raised him from the grave.
然后请求他的宽恕，我们和他在一起。
May our sins be forgiven.
希望我们的罪过得到赦免。
May we have a purpose for living.
希望我们有生活的目的。
And may we have a home in heaven.
希望我们将来在天堂有我们的家。
Amen.
Amen.